Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain juggles the ball. That's an error on Fain. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Easter moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Easter moves to third. Doby moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, The Indians won, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy scores. One out. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a fly ball towards right field. Moses makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Moses. Easter scores. Rosen moves to third. Two outs. It's 3 to nothing, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Suter applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kennedy moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easter hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball towards center. Dobie settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Dobie. Fain moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to third. Joost moves to second. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallow who is chasing the ball. Rosen reaches third base with a triple. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-3 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Avila now playing second base. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Easter moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby strikes out. 1 out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow is hit by the pitch. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.